Students, welcome to fourth module of Computer System and Organization. We'll continue our discussion on number system in this module also. In the last module, we discussed about the types of number system like decimal number system, binary, octal, and hexadecimal. In decimal number system, there are 10 unique digits used, 0 to 9 and base is 10. In the case of binary number system, two unique digits 0 and 1 are used to represent binary and the base is 2. In the case of octal number system, 8 unique digits starting from 0 to 7 are used, so base is 8. And in the case of hexadecimal number system, there are 16 digits starting from 0 till 9 and then the alphabet A to F. A represents 10, B represents 11, and so on. We also studied method used for decimal number to other number system conversion. To convert a decimal integer into new base or into other number systems, keep dividing by the base until quotient is 0 and then collect the remainders in reverse order to get the equivalent. To convert a fraction, keep multiplying the fractional part with new base until it becomes 0. Collect the integers in direct order to get the equivalent. Then we studied method used for other number system to decimal number conversion. Here, we determine the positional value of each digit, which depends on the position of the digit and the base of the number system. Multiply the obtained positional values by the digits and then add those. Finally, the total is the equivalent value in decimal version. Here, in the next slide, all the place values of different number systems are shown, like decimal, binary, octal, and hexadecimal. Decimal to binary conversion can be taught in another way also. Just let us see one example so that we can get the clear picture of decimal to binary conversion here. 75 is the number with base 10. Now, with the help of power of 2 chart, we can find out the weightage of every place in the binary series. 2 to the power 0 is the units place, 2 to the power 1, 2 square, 2 cube, 2 4, like that from the extreme right towards left, we will be writing the weightage of every position in the binary number system. So, the weightages are 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32 and so on. So, if we have to replace decimal 75 by binary against the weightage, we have to write 1. So, here the binary equivalent of 75 is 100011. Next is, we will learn now how to convert octal to binary. To convert octal number to binary, two methods are used. To convert the octal number to decimal and then decimal to binary, which we have already studied. How to convert an octal number to decimal, and then once we get the decimal equivalent, how to find out its binary equivalent. But another method is there to convert with the help of octal table directly, as every digit of octal number system has its respective binary value. So if you look at the table, every octal number's binary version is displayed here. As we know, in the octal number system, there are 8 unique digits starting from 0 till 7 are used. So, every octal number can be written using 3 bits because the minimum number 0 and the maximum number 7 can be written using 3 bits. So, 0, 0, 0 is 0, 001 is 1 because weightages in the binary number system are already written. Units place is 2 to the power 0, next place is 2 to the power 1, and the next place is 2 square. So the weightages are 1, 2, 4. If we want to represent the minimum number 0 or maximum number 7, 3 bit positions are enough to accommodate minimum as well as maximum. So now here is an example. 25 is the octal number here. So it is not 25, it is 25 to the base 8. So if we take every number from 25, 2 is an octal number. So it can be splitted into 3 bits. Similarly, 5 is an octal number. It can be splitted into 3 bits. So 2's binary equivalent is 010 and 5's binary equivalent is 101. So 25 base 8 can be written as 010101 with base 2. Now solved problems are also there. To convert octal to binary, split each octal digit into 3 bits with the help of above octal table. Then here is an example, 235 base 8. As we know, 2, 3, 5, all are octal numbers here. So each octal number can be splitted into 3. So the binary equivalent of 2 is 010. The binary equivalent of 3 is 011. And for 5, it is 101. So 235 base 8 can be written as 010, 011, 101 base 2. Now we'll be moving on to hexadecimal to binary conversion. The same method is applicable. If we want to convert hexadecimal to binary, we can go through decimal 1. Hexadecimal can be converted into decimal, and from decimal we can convert into binary with previous method. There is another method with the help of hexadecimal table in which each hexadecimal digit can be represented by 4 bits. So after referring this table, hexadecimal table in which place value is written, for hexadecimal starts hexadecimal binary equivalent is 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. Then if we want to place every hexadecimal number from 0 to F, that means 0 to 15, 4 bits are enough to accommodate the entire range of hexadecimal numbers. If it is 0, we can substitute 0000 to find out its binary equivalent. And if it is F, that is the maximum number in the hexadecimal number system, where 1111, which is nothing but 8 plus 4 plus 2 plus 1. If we add all the weightages, we'll be getting 15. So now, if we refer this table, we can find out every hexadecimal number's binary equivalent. For example, 2A5 base 16. For this example, 2 can be splitted into 4 bits. So its binary equivalent is 0010. A's binary equivalent is 1010. And 5's binary equivalent, 5 is the hexadecimal number, and its binary equivalent is 0101. So if we add all this to make it a stream of bits, we'll be getting here 0010, 1010, 0101 base 2 is the result. Now we will learn how to convert octal to hexadecimal. So in the case of octal to hexadecimal, we can go through decimal, or we can go through intermediary step is we can go through decimal or we can go through binary. But conversion from octal to binary is easier than converting from octal to decimal. Similarly, from decimal to hexadecimal or from binary to hexadecimal, out of these two, binary to hexadecimal will be easier. So here both the tables are given, That means binary equivalent of all hexadecimal number and octal numbers are shown in the table. Let us take one example. 752 to the base 8. We have to find out its hexadecimal notation. So first 752, all the three numbers are octal numbers. So each octal number can be splitted into 3. So 7 can be written as 111, because 4 plus 2 plus 1 will give you 7. 5, the octal number 5 can be splitted into 3. So it can be 101, because 4 plus 1 is 5. And octal number 2 can be represented as 010. Now if we write all the 3 octal numbers binary equivalent, it will become a binary series 11110100. Now after getting the binary equivalent, we can convert into hexadecimal by taking 4 bits from the extreme right. So here if we split this, we will be getting 1010 from the extreme right, the next is 1110, and then only 1. To make it 4 bits, 3 more zeros are added at the extreme left, which is not going to change the number at all. So now after splitting into 4 bit, we can find out their hexadecimal equivalents. So 0001 represents 1, 1110 represents E, that is 13, and 1010 represents 10, that is A. So 752 base 8 is equal to 1EA base 16. Now here examples are given to convert from octal to hexadecimal through binary and hexadecimal to octal through binary by splitting hexadecimal number into 4 bits and octal number into 3 bits. Next is binary addition. The addition and subtraction of binary number systems are similar to that of the decimal number system. The only difference is that the decimal number system consists of the digits from 0 to 9 and their base is 10, whereas the binary number system consists of only 2 digits, 0 and 1. Binary addition is much like decimal addition, except that it carries on a value of 2 instead of a value of 10, because the highest number in binary number system is 1. 0 and 1 are the 2 numbers used in binary number system. For example, in decimal addition, if we add 8 and 2, we get 10, which you can write as 10. It is not 10, it is 10. In the sum, that gives a digit 0 and a carry 1. Something similar happens in binary addition also. When we add 1 and 1, the result is 2. But since 2 is not available in binary number system, after summing 1 plus 1 in binary, a digit 0 is the output with a carry of 1. It also looks like 10. So 10 is nothing but 2 in decimal number system. So now we are taking A and B as input, and there are 4 possible combinations: 00, 01, 10, 11. We want to add them. We want to add 2 bits to get the sum. So 0 plus 0 is giving you sum, but carry is 0. There is now nothing to be carried to the next higher bit. 0 plus 1 is 1 with carry 0. 1 plus 0 is 1 with carry 0. And 1 plus 1, it cannot be 2. So it will be, sum will be 0 with carry 1, which carry will be taken to the next higher bit. If it is 1 plus 1 plus 1, it cannot be 3. So it will be 1 as sum, and the carry will be 1, which will be taken to the next higher bit. Now one example is given here. Find the sum of the binary numbers 1101 and 110 and verify the result using decimal numbers. So here 1101 and 110 are added. So to make 110 4 bit, left side one more 0, extra 0 is added. Now 1 plus 0, according to the binary addition, 1 plus 0 is 1, 0 plus 1 is 1, 1 plus 1 is 0 with carry 1, and 1 plus 0 plus 1 is 0 with carry 1. If we find the decimal equivalent of 1101, it is 13. Decimal equivalent of 0110, it is 6, because 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, that series we have to maintain for binary. So now 13 plus 16 equal to 19, and 19's binary equivalent is 10011, because it is 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. So 16 plus 2 plus 1 is nothing but 19. Now we'll be moving to encoding schemes. The ability of a computer system to understand signals or letters depends on its character set. Character set has its standards known as character set code, like ASCII, IS-CII, and Unicode, which are encoding languages with unique characteristics that define their usage. ASCII stands for American Standard Code for Information Interchange. ASCII code has two versions. ASCII has 7-bit code and 8-bit code. 7 bits for one signal or one character is used. By this, 2 to the power 7 or 128 different characters can be used in this coding scheme. 8-bit code uses 8 bits for one signal or one character. By this, we can get 2 to the power 8, total 256 different characters. ASCII is a standard that numbers each characters from the character set, and it includes all the small and capital letters, digits 0 to 9, some punctuation marks like question mark, exclamation, some mathematical symbols like plus, minus, equal to, mod, and some signs like half, dollar, and all. ISCII. A lot of efforts have gone into facilitating the use of Indian languages on computers. ISCII stands for Indian Script Code for Information Interchange, which is exclusively used for Indian languages. It is an 8-bit code which allows English and Indian scripts alphabets to be used simultaneously. Characters coded in ISCII needs 8 bits for each character. For representing each character, 8 bits are used. ISCII standard was conceived as an extension to the prevailing ASCII for storing index scripts. These codes are used for 10 Indian languages like Punjabi, Gujarati, Odia, Bengali, Assamese. Unicode is a new universal coding standard adopted by all new platforms. It is promoted by Unicode Consortium. Unicode provides a unique number for every character irrespective of the platform, program, and the language. It is a character coding scheme designed to support the worldwide interchange, processing, and display of the written text of the diverse languages. Unicode has become the largest adopted standard across the net. That means we can store and represent most of the written languages in the world in Unicode format. It is a worldwide character encoding standard. Its main objective is to enable a single unique character set that is capable of supporting all the characters from all the scripts as well as symbols. Unicode is a variable bit encoding that does not fit into only 8 bit. It provides every character a special numeric value as well as a name. It provides encoding all the characters used for writing for almost all the languages. Unicode uses several encoding schemes like UTF-8, UTF-32, etc. Thank you, children, for today's module.